Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Have you company this Wednesday afternoon? Well, it's February. Well, it's even past February. We're mid-February. We're somewhere in February. The time goes so fast. That means we all need to sit back, take 25, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. That is such a cool song. I'm up there tapping my toes, but Irene, I see you can't. What on earth has got for our listeners out there? Irene's in a moon boot.
Yes, loads of fun. A couple of bones broken. Something really interesting, because I never knew this could happen. I mean, to me, you break bones or you pull ligaments or, you know, but you don't have a combination of two. Well, I've got two little bones broken in the side of my foot, but one bone has been pulled off by the ligament.
Oh, dear.
So the ligament didn't break. The ligament pulled the bone off. And I'm going, I've never heard of that before. And thinking that it's something, you know, really, really unusual. And I'm going, have I got really strong ligaments? Or, well, my age, maybe I've got chalky bones or something. So I'm going into this major curiosity meltdown thing and trying to find out all about it. And it's just common as. Happens all the time.
Little, so you're just common.
Ligaments, I'm just common, yeah.
What did you do? Exciting. Were you jumping up and down and boogieing? Or?
No, it was one of those little unfortunate incidents. I needed to go check a job and sign off on a job at one of my clients' houses. And when the tiler rang me up and said, hey, can you, I'm just about ready to finish this job. Can you come and sign off on it? I was fairly close. And I said, yeah, sure, I can be there in an hour. See you then. And hung up on him. And, of course, the poor guy wasn't expecting me to be there that day. He was thinking that he had the rest of the day to finish the job and I'd be there the following day. And he thought, right, grab every opportunity when it knocks. And so he quickly laid the rest of the tiles that he hadn't finished down without them being fixed, hoping I wouldn't notice. Unfortunately, I did. By falling.
Arse over kite
was one that went down the side. Anyway, it was a bit painful at the time, but he was crying. I wasn't. So he was really, really upset, the poor chap. He was just beside himself. And so just one of those unfortunate things. You can't really, if I'd slowed down a little bit and said, when do you want me, rather than I'll be there in an hour, it probably would never have happened. And this is the universe's way of making me slow down.
And so you didn't have to get rushed off in an ambulance. You drove yourself?
No, I drove myself, yeah. I sort of just, sprained
an ankle. Is it your accelerator foot?
No, it's my left one.
Oh, so the one you don't use so much.
No, and of course everybody's going on, well, you're not insured. If you're driving a car with a moon boot on or a broken leg, you're not insured. And I'm going, well, that's ridiculous. In an automatic car, you just don't use that leg at all for anything. So unless you've got one of those newfangled cars where you have to push the handbrake on and off.
Interesting.
With your foot. But with my car, so I haven't bothered to check. I don't want to know.
Well, I think we'll probably check and we'll probably post that up on the Facebook page, because that is an interesting idea, really, because you're right, with an automatic, theoretically, you don't use that leg, but do you have to be fit and able? Yeah, wow.
To drive a car, you are as fit as able driving a car with your left leg broken as you are with it not being broken. I mean, what's the difference? You can back it. You can do everything as per normal. I think that's just a way of insurance companies finding a cop out.
I wonder if the argument is, though, that if something happened, could you get out in time? With that, or if you had sudden pain, but then you could get sudden pain. Mm. Yeah, well, that's an interesting one, actually. I think we will find that out and we'll post that up. And
yes.
You just won't look at the post.
If it goes against me, yes. I'm sure they'll find some way of justifying why they can say you're not insured, why something's broken, but logically I can't see why that would be the case.
Yeah,
and, of course, they'll come up with some PC bloomin', well, you're not fully, yourself or something, therefore you're not fully insured, or they'll come up with something stupid.
Yeah, well, let's see, eh? And so how long have you got that on for?
They're saying 6 weeks. I've got to see the orthopaedic surgeon, I think it's next week, for him to have a look, because they're thinking that the ligament might need some outside help.
And it's not one of those ones that you used to get. Oh, mind you, that's a cast. You've only got a moon boot, haven't
only
you?
Only moon boot, yeah.
Okay.
I can take it off at night. I mean, it's not even sore. It's sore if I try and walk on it without the moon boot. And I certainly can't race around doing anything. There's no boogieing going on at the moment. But it's not really, I'm not on any sort of painkillers. I don't have to take anything to help me sleep at night. It's not really, it's, you know how a sprain is really sore and it aches and aches and aches? Well,
it's nothing.
As soon as there was hardly any swelling, I looked at it and I went, this isn't a sprain, this is a break, yeah.
Oh, shame it's not a cast, we could all sign it.
I know. And I've got my new flatmate arriving on Sunday, so that's going to be really interesting. I said to him, I'd broken my leg, and he said, oh, great, I'm really good at graffiti on casts. So he's going to be very disappointed.
That's a real shame, isn't it? And can you only have black coloured, so you've got a black coloured moon boot on, do they only have black, or do you get a choice these days?
Well, at the time, it had just, when I was in there, I was still in too much pain, and that to be too frivolous. And of course, I got sent to the White Cross hospital, which you hang about and wait about, and And they're incredibly good. I mean, they really are good. I shouldn't make any complaints. But when you're in pain and you don't know what's going on and you're a bit worried about what damage you have done.
Even 15 minutes, 10 minutes is a long time, let alone a couple of hours.
So then I eventually got the moon boot on. I was just happy to gain a couple of pairs of crutches and I was just happy to get out of there. So, because I went to my own doctor to begin with and she had a look at it and sent me off to the White Cross. So I didn't ask, but I have found out since that you can get just a half moon boot that just covers your sort of ankle and your foot and doesn't go all the way up to your knee like this one does.
Because it's blasted hot at the moment.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's horrible. So, but obviously mine wasn't. It was a brand new one and in a plastic bag, so hasn't got any smells or.
do they use them again?
I would hope so. It would be a terrific waste of money if they did it.
Yeah, looking at it, I suppose.
This is all on the public system and it's quite elaborate. So, I mean, I would hope that they recycle and use again.
Yeah. I've just got a friend who's over in Italy at the moment and she had to go to the doctor. And anyway, someone somehow told her where a doctor was. And so she found it through these cobbled streets up this kind of stairwell with no signage anywhere. She didn't make an appointment. She just rocked on up and kind of walked in there and there was a whole lot of old men waiting. And anyway, so she sat down and luckily beside her was another English-speaking couple. So they became her new best friends. She's like, oh, you know what's going on? And because she said another man came in and sat down and she suddenly had this horrible thought and she said, oh, my God, am I in a prostate clinic or something? Because there's no signage anywhere. Anyway, so she finally, you know, and then she figured out as each person came in, they yelled out, oh, this word, I can't remember what it was, but what the word actually meant was who was last. And so you would sit behind the person who was last in the queue. And so 2 hours later, she got to see the doctor, but had a wonderful time, you know, kind of watching the whole process and how things went on. But the doctor actually kind of pulled her in a bit quicker than the others, which, yeah, she got a few glares, you know, from that. But she said it was hilarious. And she had some sinuses or something. Anyway, he popped down to the chemist to get the stuff that he made up. You know, not just the stuff that we get. No, he made it up in front of her. He said, it'd be too hard for you to go down there and get it. Hang on a moment. So off he goes, leaves everybody there, you know, leaves somebody else, gives the phone to somebody in the room. And she said it was just absolutely wonderful. And at the end she said, how much do I owe you? You know, this whole time she's clicking the visas. She's thinking, oh, my God, this is going to have to go on the visa. This is going to be a biggie. He said, just a kiss on each cheek. He said, but next time if you have to come back, you pay me.
Yeah.
Isn't it just gorgeous, eh?
I know.
Just a whole different system.
And it is a whole different system. And I tell you, that's been going on for years because I had a wonderful experience in Italy as well. Goodness me, it would have been back around about 2000. And I broke a toe on one of the big yachts that I was working on. And same thing, went into the clinic. The Italian man up the road who was the closest doctore, and no appointment or anything. And because I'm hobbling and I'd broken and torn ligaments and done all sorts of things, so my foot was up like a balloon and I can hardly move, and I've got a couple of big burly sailors on either side of me helping me walk in there. Everybody in the waiting room just said, avante, 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 meaning, you know, go, go, go. And went into this young doctor. Well, I'm not kidding you. He went out to the dairy next door, went into the rubbish bin, got the ice cream sticks out of the rubbish bin, put them through the steriliser and taped my toe up with these ice cream sticks. Oh. I'm sitting there just gobsmacked saying, I do not believe this is happening. But I tell you, it was wonderful and everybody was clapping me when I walked out the door. And
isn't it just gorgeous?
It was great.
It, such different systems of how we work. And then trying to fathom it while you're there.
Taking it naturally and nice and using what's available and not charging a small fortune. Hey, I think that's way better than anything we've been going like.
I would think so too, yeah. But as you say, those the staff are absolutely fantastic, you know, when you finally get your turn. I think our health practitioners and nurses and that do a great job.
Absolutely.
Once we're in there.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I think they're wonderful. We're talking nothing but medical at the moment, but I have changed doctors recently. I think I told you last year I decided to change to a new doctor after being with the one doctor for 30 years. And I have been astounded because this doctor just sends me to the public health clinics all over the place, which I didn't even know half of these existed, whereas my other doctor was constantly sending me to specialists. It was costing me $250 to $380 every time I went, which was hugely expensive. And they were never solving the problems. I've been going to these clinics that are in the public health system. Every time, the problem's solved. I mean, it's just amazing. Problems I've had for 20 years, and they're giving me answers. Even if they can't actually solve the problem, I've got an answer, and I've got a description, and I know what is going on.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Amazing. I think our public health system is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I just wish some of them had the experience of overseas, like we were talking about with the Italian ones, because the one thing I do get is constant surveys. Every time I go to a clinic, I get a survey online about how good was everybody, right down to the janitor from the top to the bottom. And that tells me that they get so much criticism, they have to have a constant referral thing going on. So,
wow.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I love our health system. I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, it keeps us pretty well ticking, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So, hey, let's have a break and let's love to hear from you out there. And what have you broken? Have you been in a moon boot or a cast? Yeah, share your story with us. Meantime, let's just have a wee break.
A rowdy crowd, do you think?
we've just been obviously sharing Irene's story about her moon boot, but I just, Irene, you said, so you changed doctors last year. How difficult was that?
Technically, it wasn't difficult at all. I just told my old doctor that I wanted to change to a new doctor, and so she sent all my records, etc., over to the new doctor. The new doctor was told that the records were coming over, and so everything just totally got moved. And I don't seem to have any issues. Everybody in every clinic that I go to has my new doctor's name down there. So it's been changed right throughout the system and the whole computer public health system, which I think is great. Emotionally, it was a little bit harder because I've been with her for 30 years and I'm a very, very loyal person. And for about 3 years, I'd been sort of really struggling with some of those things that were happening and decisions being made and asking questions and not getting answers. And so in the end, it was quite a hard thing. After having a doctor for 30 years, she becomes part of your family, really. And yeah, so
that's interesting, isn't it? You know, and I think maybe why a lot of us, and the reason I ask, because my mother also used to moan and groan about her doctor, and I always used to go, change. Oh, no, you can't do that, she said. Mm. I don't know whether she was thinking more of the system or the relationship as well. And you're right, you do build a relationship with that person, and to go, well, hey, no,
you do.
Don't like you anymore. Yeah. Well,
and the thing is, you keep going for years and years because you believe your doctor is always going to be doing the best for you, you know. But, I mean, the first time I started questioning that I was in the right place was when I spent $8,000 on a new hearing aid, only to find out 3 months later that there was an operation that was available in the public health system that would give me my hearing back, and I didn't need a hearing aid.
Ouch.
Yes.
Ouch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that started concerning me, that I hadn't been told that. I mean, I'm not in the medical system, so I don't know when this new technology comes out and these sorts of things happens. And it just went on and on. I mean, I've had a finger peel problem going on for years and years and years, and I've found out now what that's all about. And what's causing it. And that's a fascinating thing because that peels from the inside out, and so it's what I'm taking internally which is causing my fingers to peel.
My goodness, we could have weeks.
No, really
of you
interesting.
And your, so, well, I think that's a great reminder for us all, and as we finish today, to think about, you know, if you're not happy, you can change. And yes, relationships that we make, that's just part of it. But, you know, I think you have to be happy with that relationship that you have in your doctor, because you're right, they're part of you and you want them to be able to do the best for you as well. Oh, that's it. So,
oh, goodness, really?
Moon boot and all. We're out of here.
I haven't asked any of my questions yet.
We'll save them till next week. We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
Who are you to say that I didn't love you? 'Cause I didn't love the way you wanted. And who am I to blame when I didn't trust you enough to let you in the way I wanted?
Stop. Okay.
Vodka on my lips, took too many drinks, makes me reminisce all the way down to my happy place. You're